Good morning. It's May 7th, and this is your daily brief in UK news. Here's everything you need to know. In a remarkable display of consistency and skill, Mohamed Salah has etched his name into Premier League history. During Liverpool's emphatic 4-2 victory over Tottenham, Salah achieved a milestone no other player has, setting the stage for a thrilling end to the football season. Liverpool's triumph on May 5th not only celebrated Salah's historic achievement, but also significantly bolstered their chances for Champions League qualification, casting a shadow over Tottenham's aspirations for a top-four finish. This victory underscores the competitive nature of the league's closing stages, where every match can drastically alter the landscape of European football qualification. Meanwhile, Aston Villa's pursuit of Champions League glory hit a snag following a narrow 1-0 defeat to Brighton. Manager Unai Emery highlighted the critical importance of the remaining fixtures in their campaign, signalling a tense battle ahead for the coveted spots. Chelsea, on the other hand, reignited their European dreams with a resounding 5-0 victory against West Ham. This win not only kept their hopes alive, but also placed Mauricio Pochettino's future as the club's manager in the spotlight, with a second season at the helm hanging in the balance. Adding to the drama, Manchester United's defensive lineup took a hit with Harry Maguire sidelined for 3 weeks due to a muscle injury. This development adds another layer of suspense to the question of whether Birmingham or London will be the cities celebrating the Champions League anthem next season. The coming weeks are poised to deliver high-stakes football, determining the fates of clubs and cities alike in the quest for European competition. In a significant turn of events for Scottish politics, John Swinney steps up as the new leader of the Scottish National Party, or SNP, following the resignation of First Minister Humza Yousaf. This move marks a pivotal moment for the party and Scotland's future direction. Swinney, a seasoned figure within the SNP, is celebrated for his advocacy of a gradual path towards Scottish independence, emphasising the importance of unity and stability within the party during these transformative times. His leadership promises a focus on centre-left policies, with a strong emphasis on addressing pressing issues such as the economy, jobs, the cost of living crisis, healthcare, education, public services, and the climate crisis. While the quest for independence remains a cornerstone of the SNP's agenda, Swinney's approach aims to bridge divides rather than exacerbate them, signalling a strategic pivot in the party's trajectory. Amidst a year of internal turbulence, Swinney's election as leader is seen as a move towards steadiness and consensus, drawing on his well-regarded negotiation skills and determination. Looking ahead, Swinney has set his sights on leading the SNP into the 2026 Holyrood elections and beyond, with a vision of a united, progressive Scotland at the forefront of his leadership agenda. In the wake of the English local elections, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak finds himself navigating turbulent waters as the Conservative Party faces significant electoral setbacks. This situation has sparked a flurry of concern among party members and observers alike about the implications for the upcoming general election. The Conservative Party's recent losses in the local elections have led to a wave of despondency among Tory MPs, many of whom are now questioning the party's ability to maintain its grip on power. Amidst this backdrop of uncertainty, new data have emerged, suggesting a potential shift in the political landscape, with Labour positioned as the largest party in a potential hung parliament. This contradicts the trends observed in the local elections and adds another layer of complexity to Sunak's challenges. In response to these developments, Sunak has been steadfast in his defence of a more optimistic outlook for the general election, arguing that the outcome could be much closer than the current opinion polls, which predict a Labour landslide, suggest. However, with the Tories lagging behind Labour by an average of 20 points in polls, scepticism remains. Adding to the Prime Minister's strategic conundrums, Downing Street has decided to postpone the originally contemplated summer general election, now targeting a vote in October or November. Facing pressure from the Tory right, Sunak has been urged to embrace policies such as tax cuts and a cap on legal migration in efforts to recapture the electorate's support. Despite these formidable challenges, Sunak maintains a tone of optimism. He emphasises the importance of demonstrating the Conservative Party's achievements and potential to the public, signalling a resolve to navigate through the political storm with an eye towards a successful electoral outcome. In a startling revelation, the UK Ministry of Defence has fallen victim to a major data breach, with suspicions pointing towards a cyber attack orchestrated by the Chinese state. This breach has exposed sensitive information, including personnel names and bank details, igniting a debate on the security of intelligence, armsharing, and the UK's stance towards China. The breach targeted a third-party payroll system, leading to potential delays in the payment of expenses for some individuals. Despite the unsettling nature of the attack, the Ministry of Defence has stated that initial investigations have found no evidence of data extraction. This incident has not only raised alarms about cybersecurity, but also about the implications for the UK's international relations, especially with countries holding a sceptical view of China. In response to the breach, the UK government has heightened its cyber threat levels and imposed sanctions on individuals and a company linked to the Chinese state, accused of engaging in malicious cyber activities. This move reflects growing concerns among British officials and lawmakers, including Labour's Shadow Defence Secretary and Conservative MP Sir Ian Duncan-Smith, who have voiced the need for the UK to recognise China as a systemic threat. The call for action does not end with sanctions and public declarations. There is a pressing demand for increased investment in national defence and cybersecurity to thwart future attacks. The incident has also served as a warning to NATO allies about the potential risk they face from similar cyber threats. As the UK grapples with the fallout of this cyber attack, the Defence Secretary is poised to address Parliament, offering further insights into the breach and the steps being taken to safeguard the nation's security. Meanwhile, the MoD is actively working to enhance its defences against such cyber threats, underscoring the critical need for robust security measures in today's digital age. The world of breast cancer awareness has lost a formidable advocate and inspirational figure, Chris Halenga, at the tender age of 38. Her journey, marked by resilience and a commitment to change, began at 23 when she was diagnosed with secondary breast cancer. This diagnosis propelled her to launch Copperfeel, a charity dedicated to educating young women about the importance of early detection of breast cancer. Through initiatives like Check'em Tuesday in collaboration with The Sun, Halenga played a pivotal role in demystifying breast cancer checks, encouraging countless women to take their health into their own hands. Chris Halenga's life was a testament to living fully despite the odds. Her campaigns not only broke taboos but also saved lives by highlighting the early signs of breast cancer, such as lumps, discharge, or discomfort. The NHS echoes the importance of these messages, stressing the need for individuals to be familiar with their bodies to recognise any changes early. Copperfeel pledges to continue Halenga's legacy, advocating for regular breast self-examinations and spreading the word on the critical importance of early detection. As the charity moves forward, it carries the spirit of its founder, who faced her diagnosis with unwavering courage and sought to make a difference in the lives of others. As we remember Chris Halenga, her family has requested privacy during this time of mourning, a reminder of the personal loss behind the public figure whose work has left an indelible mark on the fight against breast cancer. This has been your daily brief in UK news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.